Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Big 12 Nation? Week 3, a lot of crazy stuff. First, let's talk about Cal, Texas. The game was extremely too late. It lasted till 2 a.m. East Coast time, 1 a.m. Central time. So I was actually over by WVU. And so it was on until about 2:30 in the morning. The guys didn't get back till about 6:45 in the morning. They should have won the game, but at the end of the day, they don't need to play those Pac-12 teams again like that at that time of day. If they play a Pac-12 team, it needs to be first thing. They need to have a contract saying, we pay you guys at noon your time, 3 o'clock our time, or noon your time, 2 o'clock our time. That way these kids can get back home by 10, 11 o'clock at night rather than 6 o'clock the next morning. That was absolutely ridiculous. That they agreed to that with ESPN. But all in all, they got to put people away. And what I saw that was the most frustrating was the offense would get up some points and then the defense would decide to let the Cal Bears right back into the game. Defense would get stops, but they wouldn't get stops when it was necessary. It was like they got stops when it wasn't necessary. And then as soon as the offense went ahead, it was like that very next drive, Cal would drive down and score right away. So I don't get that, how you play your worst defense when your offense gives you ahead or gets you ahead. So that was really stupid to me. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know how they're going to get it fixed. I don't know what the heck the problem is, but they got a lot of things that they need to get done. They need to get taken care of. It's embarrassing. It's frustrating. It's annoying. Just finish the job. You could. One of the interceptions was frustrating, but the stupidest thing to me was when I turned the TV, Texas had just blocked a punt, and they were up 33-28 or 32-28, whatever it was. And then I turned it back in less than a minute, and then they're going into halftime down 3 points. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, like, how the hell do you block a field goal, block a punt, get extra points on the board for a safety, and then go in down when you're supposed to get the ball kicked back to you? That should have easily been a job for him to go down and score, have 39 points or 35 points going into halftime, maybe up a touchdown. Then you come out second half, you go down and score. Now you're up 42-28. And then you play good defense like they did most of the third quarter. And then you get 2 field goals or one, and by the end of the night, you got 52, and let's say you beat Cal 52-35. I don't understand. I don't understand. It was very stupid to me. It didn't make sense how you block a punt and then you're losing at halftime. That was when I knew the game. I should have turned it off there. That was when I knew the game was going downhill. That just doesn't make sense in general. And even more, when you're up 24-14, that doesn't make sense in general. Defense, get some stops so they can go 31-14. And then 38-14, so with that score at halftime. So now you got 2 or 3 things, and then you come out first half and you score. Now you got them put away. Now it's just run the ball and eat the clock. It's just stupid. I don't understand why they can't put people away. Scoreboard. This is another thing about referees before I move on. There's some games where the people make a big deal out of things, and there's some games that they don't. This game was disgusting. Texas should have never made it that close, but this is 2 weeks in a row where we see it's some real stupid referees. I don't know how these referees don't get suspended for this, but last week's referee gets suspended. He fumbled the ball if he didn't cross the goal line. So what do you mean it needs to be an immediate recovery? That's the dumbest thing ever. If any of these kids throw this ball past the goal line again, it should be this other team's automatic ball on the 20-yard line, no matter what happens. If they pick it up, then it is where they're at. If not, then they let it go, and then you just call it there right there. It's a team's on the 20-yard line. You turn the ball over because that's stupid. Now let's go over week 3 scores real quick. Kansas got destroyed in Memphis. Not a surprise. TCU rolled past Iowa State. Kansas State destroyed Florida Atlantic at home. Good win from Coach Snyder. Oklahoma State got away from Pittsburgh. This game was a fight to the fourth quarter, and Oklahoma State got away by a touchdown. Then Texas Tech barely got away from Louisiana Tech. So it's something different here. Now this week, it's a lot of bye weeks. Texas is on a bye week. I believe Oklahoma's on a bye week. So it will be low key down there. Also, Kansas Jayhawks are on a bye week this week. So this will be a low key week here in the Big 12. A lot of bye weeks. A lot of people taking time off. A lot of good time for people to take off. Let's not forget the Oklahoma Sooners lost to Ohio State, which I think was a good. I think it was a good show for first half. But I mean, if you logical, them talking trash and basic defense and all this other stuff, it's an Urban Meyer coach team. And, you know, Nick Saban realized that when he had to play him in a championship game. And a lot of the coaches are starting to realize that. When you play an Urban Meyer coach team, it's a problem. Texas head coach Charlie Strong, he comes from that cloth. He won two national championships with Urban Meyer. So he comes from that Urban Meyer tree. So you got to understand one thing, guys, is Urban Meyer coach team is a damn good football team. And, I mean, Oklahoma was in there with them for the first part, but you got to understand, if you say that dumb basic defense stuff, basic defense is actually the best. That's why Texas sucks on defense, because they got all this damn communicating and these calls and that call. Simplify the damn defense. The football field ain't but so big. It's only so many zones. Keep safeties over the top, protect underneath, cause turnovers, play the run, play the box, and just be physical. I don't understand. It's nothing sophisticated. It should be sophisticated about defense. Make it look sophisticated, but make it be simple for the players. That's it. That's all there's to it. We got all these calls and checks. I mean, and I heard them saying they're not communicating, but the thing is, though, it's stupid to have any type of communication when you're in a loud stadium. So for defense, just like offense, it should be automatically drawn up what you're doing. And the defense is reading and reacting. You know what I mean? You can't sophisticate defense. You got to read and react. Sometimes you're going to catch them. Sometimes you're not. Most of the time, when you look at Texas, defense is just missed tackle. So whatever they're drawing up, make the damn tackle. And most importantly, have a safety over the top. I mean, some of them big catches versus Cal, their safety's over the top and the corners underneath. It's just like they're just not playing the ball. They're not jumping for the ball. They're not going at angles. It's just a bunch of fundamentals that it's really stupid, that it's frustrating. But Iowa State gets San Jose State at home this week. So hopefully Iowa State can get their first win and hopefully move on. And Kansas, it continues. It's last time Kansas was good is when they had Turner Gill there, and it's just like they don't get it. They just, for some reason, they don't get that it takes time to give a coach a chance to win, which is why I'm not going to try and kick David Betty right away while he's down. It takes time, and it's a hard, hard place to win when you have to compete with basketball. It just is. Okay, guys, TCU is at SMU, which is, you could consider that a rivalry game easily. I mean, it's right up the road. It's in the DFW area, so they'll head over from Fort Worth and go on over to Dallas to take on the Mustangs. Should be an easy win for TCU. Congrats to Coach Patterson for getting the win against Iowa State. Hopefully they finish out strong and they can get themselves back in the top 25. They should have had that Arkansas game, but they came up short. What can you do? But move on. They'll be bowling. We knew it would be some growing pains this year with losing Trayvon Boykin, and they just got to move on. Kansas State plays Missouri State at home Saturday at 7. They should be able to give them a nice butt-whooping and give their fans something to cheer about first home game. Then we have Oklahoma State. They play at Baylor. So the good thing for Texas is that since Oklahoma State has to play at Baylor, when Texas comes into town next week, maybe Oklahoma State will be a little beat up. being that they had to go to Baylor the week before because now Big 12 play is starting to come in and schedules are going to get tougher and tougher. Times are going to get a lot harder and harder. So players and coaches are going to have to be prepared and have great mental focus. So that's who they got. Baylor got OSU. OSU has Baylor. TCU goes to SMU. As I said, we got three people on bye weeks. Oh, another good one this week in the conference. I forgot to talk about that, guys, is West Virginia plays BYU. We know BYU is one of those teams that wants to get into our conference. So we got to check that game out. That should be a very fun game to watch. BYU is just going to run the ball, though, right down their throat. West Virginia is usually not good at stopping a run, but the good thing is them having their pass attack and their threat that they have is they'll always be in the game. So if they can get, you know, two or three clutch stops, obviously that first drive in the third quarter and some type of drive late in the fourth quarter, West Virginia should be able to get out of there and win by a touchdown at 10 points. If they can't do that and Taysom Hill just keeps running the ball down people's throat, running, it's going to be tough. You got to remember, this is a team that's faced three Pac-12 teams in a row and has beaten one and actually could have beat Utah, which Utah should be ranked. UCLA was just ranked. So this is a tough BYU team. This is really going to test the Big 12 conference. This is going to see what we're all about. So that will be a fun game. And I can't wait. As I said, Kansas is on the bye week. They play the Thursday night game next week versus Texas Tech, and that game will be on Fox Sports 1. So games to look forward to this week, guys, really is just that one there, West Virginia and BYU. I think that's the most intense one. I hope no Oklahoma State or Baylor fans get mad at me, but I think Baylor edges Oklahoma State, but you never know. I don't think Oklahoma State should have been playing that close with Central Michigan, so I'm not sure. But Mike Gundy gets stuff turned around pretty quick, so I'm not going to doubt Coach Gundy. He usually gets things turned around pretty quick. But that's it, guys. Really, just a short, quick Big 12 Nation. It was very frustrating last weekend watching Texas, how they lost to Cal, what's going on down there. I thought they had it turned around. Texas Tech was in a shootout with Louisiana Tech. You could expect that with Texas Tech. They just absolutely don't have no defense. And I don't know if it's the defensive coordinator's fault. I don't know if it's how they recruit or I don't know if it's just not a point of emphasis there where, you know, defense is that important. Now, K-State's at home. They should mollywop the team they play. Oklahoma is in a much-needed bye week, and I really hope the Sooners come out of that bye week and handle their business because they're giving Bob Stoops, you know, a lot of problems. But at the end of the day, Bob Stoops has done a great job, and he faced top five teams. So it's like, come on, guys, let's be fair here. He's playing two top five teams in a row. That's very hard to do. And he was close with Houston. And the sad thing is, I'm kind of being a jackass by saying this, but earlier I said an Urban Meyer coach team. Well, you got to remember the head guy at Houston was Urban Meyer's top assistant. And then he went and turned around and played Urban Meyer. So, you know, those guys exchange film and talk, get ready for each other. And then Charlie Strong, who beat him last year, that's another former Urban Meyer assistant. So Coach Stoops is having problems with Urban Meyer assistants, but he's got 2 weeks to recover and get ready pretty much for TCU. Hopefully he comes ready to play his team. When he comes ready to coach, his team comes ready to play. Then he's got Texas. So it's going to be a good one, guys. And I can't wait till we get in the league play. As of right now, I don't think we have anybody that will be eligible for the playoff unless West Virginia goes undefeated or, if it's TCU lost, or unless Baylor goes undefeated. Let's see what Baylor does. But the teams that I think most people thought would have a chance at the playoff, Texas, Oklahoma, obviously Oklahoma State, I think those teams lost, and obviously TCU, if they would have beat Arkansas and just finished, they would have been the team out of the Big 12 that would have had a chance at the playoff. But right now, I don't know if we have any teams that will have a chance at the playoff. Oklahoma, hats off to them for taking on a tough schedule, because had they won and went 3-0 after that, they would have undoubtedly been the national champions. They would have beat everybody really bad. But it's just a different animal when you're playing Houston and Ohio State. And I think people now realize how good Houston is, and I think people realize now how good Ohio State is. And Cincinnati and BYU are two other teams that are looking to be a part of the expansion, and those are two tough, good football teams too. And the West Virginia Mountaineers will tell you about how much problems they had with Cincinnati when they were in the same league before they joined the Big 12. So that's Big 12 Nation, guys. Oklahoma State, Baylor, and make sure you check out West Virginia versus BYU. Everybody else is on a bye week, Texas, Oklahoma, for Kansas. I hope David Betty can get the job done, but their administration needs to be realistic with themselves, and they're going to give somebody like 5 or 6 years because of the way they fired their last two coaches. That's a whole other episode for that. Big 12 Nation, week 3. You guys have a good one, and I will see you back here next week. Take care. Goodbye.